Efficient capital markets. Capital markets are on the move to get efficient day by day to impartially serve all of the participants who display distinct traits of inertia and risk-bearing capabilities. The disseminating side is working hard to bring poles together, even though numb investors sway works of the market collectively. Technology development tows operational efficiency to reduce indirect costs. With regards to informational efficiency, capital markets are getting senseless in the same magnitude as becoming efficient. Regulators are in every possible way trying to make capital markets more efficient within the integrity sphere. Why it is difficult to beat the market? Intrinsic value is the price which is arrived at by processing every possible information of the business and the price at which a well-informed investor is convinced to buy. This value can be effortlessly obtained for conservative business models. Newly developed business models are therefore a headache and demands distinct way of analysis. The odds of making an error in evaluating a company involved in single business are lesser than looking into a diversified business. More complex an asset, the more is the difficulty in arriving at the intrinsic value. The larger the crowd, the more efficient the market is. Quicker the information available, the more efficient the market is. Market values may or may not be aligned with the intrinsic value, or the market values haven't fully reflected on the past information. This is the margin investors seek to profit, called as price inefficiency. The day-by-day inventions of strategies are the one more possible way of exploiting the market inefficiencies. Short selling is one which makes the market more efficient by bringing down overvalued stocks making money in downtrends. Forms of market efficiency. The weak form market efficiency is established when the stock prices fully reflect available security market information. Semi-strong form of market efficiency is where the fundamental analysis fails. The price is immediately adjusted to new public information about the firm or the whole market. Strong form market efficiency is difficult to attain because non-public insider information is less possible to be disseminated equally, and trading on insider information is strictly prohibited. In the last form of efficiency, professionals take advantage of their position and squeeze the last drop of information to profit. Analysis of stocks has entered the level of supremacy that analysts bet on the future prospects, mainly earning, of the business and capture price at lower levels that hasn't reflected the forecast. The signs of the successive changes are apparently random and independent of previous occurrences. What works in an efficient market? Passive investing is the only strategy that emerged in 1970s along with the invention of index funds. Implemented by the Vanguard Group steered by John C. Bogle in 1976, which gained traction in 1996 when the boomers were worried about funding their retirement life. The eastern part of the world was late for this type of investing. By that time the West held the market uptight by staying fully invested. Let it be any kind of investing, passive kind of investing beats actively managed funds. Apart from the trading cost, depository payments, tax payments and AMC charges, passive funds are most likely to smooch the market portfolio returns. Stock market today has become operationally more efficient, which reduced costs for retail investors. As the businesses mature, the market aligns with it to mature, engulfing market efficient theories proving to be true in the long term. Asset management companies struggle to outperform the market or to the least peers due to investment constraints. As a retail investor, people can invest most of our portfolio in small cap stocks where the outperformers emerge. With mitigating risk and knowing what keeps a business going is a path of picking stellar performers. Stock prices are slaves to earnings in the long run. In statistics, center limit theorem states that a random sample with mean mu and standard deviation sigma will certainly end up being a normal distribution, that is crowding at the mean and equal probability for extremities. As time goes, the sample size increases, gradually getting nearer to the mean. This can be comfortably attributed with earnings and stock performance. The sample size of infinity will produce a return with respect to the earnings, and every penny earned has a market value which we call as P/E ratio. Cumulatively, the market is dragged to the mean return at a long-term basis. Greater than cover the broad index and sit tight. Technical analysis tends to work on developing markets and fails to serve when the market exists in a country that is fully developed. Is it surprising to know EMH applies to short-term trading too? Eagles lurk to exploit inefficiencies. People with normal eyes can only see them perform. Even though the information is spread out soon in the web, it's the investors who perceive and process them in the delay. Investors who are agile get to know news quicker and act upon to profit from price fluctuations. Obviously, we people don't hold for the exact years, months. We all have comparable IQs, but not in evaluating a business. Analysis should reflect every bit of news about the business which is perceived in different strata, hence different valuations. Greater than markets are neither perfectly efficient nor completely inefficient. After 2010, Warren Buffett, who demeans most of the MBA concepts, accepts markets are getting efficient and inefficient pricing is less than scarcely available. The only way to profit is to buy the whole index. In fact, his another business mind, Charlie Munger, redefined Warren's perspective on paying cheap for business, which unlocked new dimensions of picking businesses.